You're listening to SBS News.
Home to Billow, set them free. Home to Billow, set them free. Home to Billow, set them free.
Home to Billow, set them free.
The youngest daughter of a Tamil asylum seeker family detained on Christmas Island is celebrating her fourth birthday in hospital amid speculation over the family's future. Tharnika Murugappan was medically evacuated to Perth Children's Hospital with her mother Priya on the 7th of June after more than 10 days of high fever, vomiting, and diarrhea. She was later diagnosed with a blood infection caused by untreated pneumonia, friends of the family say. Her condition has stabilized, but on Saturday she celebrated her fourth birthday, separated from her father Nadis and five-year-old sister Kapika, who were forced to remain on the island. The best they could do today for her birthday was send her a video from immigration detention.
Okay, happy birthday, Tharnika. I miss you.
I miss you.
I love you, Tharnika.
I love you, Tharnika.
Bye, see you.
The family have been detained on Christmas Island, located about 2,600 kilometers from Perth, since August of 2019, when an urgent court injunction blocked their imminent deportation to Sri Lanka. Their case has sparked candlelight vigils in Perth, Melbourne, and Sydney, and renewed calls for the family's release from immigration detention from a number of high-profile Australians. Aussie celebrities such as Miranda Tapsell, Justine Clarke, David Campbell, Dan Sultan, The Cates, and others sang Tharnika's favorite song in celebration of her special day, a message of support as she fights sepsis in Perth's Children's Hospital.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Now I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high. Like a diamond in the sky.
Angela Fredericks, who is a friend of the family, says Tharnika's condition is improving, but the toddler and her mum are feeling isolated.
Today I've spoken to Priya. Her and Tharnika are feeling so isolated. They're feeling so alone in those walls in Perth, separated from their husband, their father, and their sister back on Christmas Island. They are just so exhausted. They have had a huge week battling a very serious medical condition. We're seeing Tharnika improving slowly. However, this just highlights detention is not a place for children.
Tharnika's hospitalization has sparked renewed calls for Immigration Minister Alex Hawke to use his ministerial discretion to grant the family visas, while a legal action centered on Tharnika's right to apply for protection continues. Liberal MP Brent Zimmerman says he spoke with Minister Hawke about the family.
It has been a very complicated case, and they have been found not to be refugees, not just by the last Labor government, which first put them in detention, but also by our own and every court in the land. But I do think that the level of community support is so overwhelming in the Australian community that this week or in the next couple of weeks, the Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, will be considering an application to use his powers to give an exemption to the normal requirements. And I've spoken to him and others, and I hope he looks favourably on that request.
Nationals MP Ken O'Dowd, whose electorate includes the town of Biloela in Queensland, where the family once lived, has told the media their incarceration has gone on for far too long and that he has urged Minister Hawke to use his discretion to allow the family to settle here in Australia. The Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, has said the family does not have refugee status. Speaking at a press conference on Saturday, Mr. O'Dowd said the family's case is a sad one that is out of his hands.
It's sad that the court keeps coming up with the same result, and that means they're not bona fide refugees, so they must return home. Now, I feel sorry for their families, for their friends in Biloela. It's a sad loss, but it's out of my control, and it's for the courts and the department who made this decision. So any question should go back to those to the department.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke is reviewing the case but made no comment as yet. Advocates for the family say they will not rest until the family is back in Biloela.
And until this family's feet are back on the soil here in Villa Willa, we're not going to relax. We've had so many hopes put in front of us before, and until we've got some certainty, and that needs to come from Minister Hawke, until we get that certainty and these people are back here on our land, we won't relax.
The Department of Home Affairs has repeatedly said the family do not meet the criteria for protection visas. Nadis and Priya arrived in Australia by boat separately in 2012 and 2013. They say they're unable to return to Sri Lanka due to Nadis' links to the banned Liberation Tigers of Tamil Eelam organization.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.